This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A suspect is in custody after four people were shot Monday morning in southeast Denver. CPR's Molly Cruz has more.
The shooting occurred in a strip mall in the 7100th block of Leechdale Drive in Denver's Washington, Virginia Vale neighborhood. Police were called to the scene before 6 a.m. on Monday. Eyewitnesses say that the shooting happened after a dispute at Labor Max Staffing, an agency that connects customers with temporary work. According to Denver police, one of the four victims is in critical condition. The shooting is still under investigation. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
Scientists are warning people in Pueblo about a fast-growing invasive plant recently found in a lake that connects to the Arkansas River. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
It may look delicate, but Eurasian water milfoil can grow quickly and threaten native fish and plants. It forms dense mats that can clog water systems, damage boats, and make swimming difficult. Small bits of the plant can break off easily and take root in other places. The noxious species, also found elsewhere in the state, was recently spotted in the Runyon and Fountain Lakes area. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is urging people to inspect, clean, and dry any water equipment to prevent further spread of the plant. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Two former Colorado Rockies players are on the ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame for the first time. Carlos Gonzalez, Cargo, and Troy Tulowitzki, Tulo, both played most of their careers with the Rockies. They were both multiple-year All-Star players and won various accolades during their time with the team. Both players retired in 2019. Earlier this year, former Rocky Todd Helton was named to the Hall of Fame there at Cooperstown. Some snow around Denver early this morning should be clearing up through the day for a sunny afternoon. Temperatures are getting warmer gradually through the rest of the week. It's 6 minutes after six, and this is Morning Edition on CPR News.